I'm Jason Beckerman. I'm here with Derek Hoffman. This is a special update to the last day's episode on Matthew Perry's death. The medical examiner for Los Angeles County has just issued his report, and he says that the cause of death was acute effects of ketamine. Derek, what do we know?
This is a huge development in the case because everyone to this point has thought the cause of death for Matthew Perry was drowning. He was discovered in his hot tub face down on October 29th at around 9:30 p.m. was the time of death. But now we have the autopsy report, and the headline really here is that he died from the acute effects of ketamine. Now, what's ketamine, Jason? Ketamine is an interesting drug. It's very known in the news these days because it is both a recreational drug and a therapeutic drug. It can be used to treat depression and certain psychiatric disorders, which Matthew Perry had.
Depression, anxiety, which he had. He was undergoing ketamine infusion therapies for quite some time.
Yeah, he was undergoing these treatments for a while in his
Under the supervision of a doctor.
That's right.
Totally legal.
Completely under the care of a doctor where you get this infused in your system and you get the therapeutic effects of it for your mental well-being. The last time he had one of those treatments, though, was a week and a half prior to his death. And the medical examiner has said this is not what caused Matthew Perry's death, because the half-life, meaning the time it takes for that drug to get out of your system, is about, I think
it was 3 to 4 hours.
3 to 4 hours.
At most.
So a week and a half before, whatever therapeutic ketamine he had in his system was gone, long gone.
But nevertheless,
he still died of ketamine.
We knew he had a huge amount of ketamine, acute levels of ketamine in his system. And therefore, the only conclusion here is that he was taking it outside of the therapies given to him from his doctor. He was still using enough quantities of ketamine on his own, unlawfully, presumably, or at least outside of any prescription that's known to the medical examiner. He was using it to the point that it killed him.
Yeah, you know, that's what's exactly unknown. All they can do is look at the body, find the contents. They found ketamine in his stomach. They found it in his blood at levels about, you know, in between the sort of toxic levels. Typically, 1,000 to 6,000 nanograms will be anesthetic effects of ketamine. And he had around 3,500 nanograms in his system. So enough to depress his breathing and to overstimulate his cardiovascular system, meaning your blood is pumping. You're in a hot tub, which will also cause your, blood vessels to dilate.
Right. After 2 hours of pickleball, so his body's worn down. He's now taking the ketamine, presumably he was taking it given the half-life is so short. He's presumably comes back from the pickleball match and takes the ketamine, gets into the hot tub, and things go south quickly.
Yeah, you know, and so that is his cause of death. It is ruled accidental. There was no signs of foul play, which we already figured. This was a man who just sort of passed away in his hot tub. Now, there were contributing conditions for Matthew Perry. They were listed as drowning, coronary artery disease, and buprenorphine effects. Now, buprenorphine effects, it's a drug that is used to wean you off opioids. We know that Matthew Perry had a long history of substance abuse, particularly with narcotics. And the report from someone they interviewed at the scene, witnesses or people who were in his life, said that he had actually spent the previous 19 months sober without a relapse. So buprenorphine being in his system makes sense with that. It was something that he was using to get clean.
Right.
But Jason, you and I have looked at this autopsy report. His house was littered with pills, dishes, you know, nicotine lollipops. This was a
nicotine
man who had
patches,
a lot of stuff in his system.
Tobacco in the ashtrays. He was living the life of an addict, right? There were tons of substances around. None of them, importantly, there was no alcohol in his system, no methamphetamine, no cocaine, no heroin, no PCP, and no fentanyl. So he wasn't using illegal narcotics.
Consistent with the reports of sobriety. He didn't have any of these recreational drugs, but he did have ketamine.
Everything bespeaks a man who was struggling to maintain sober. He's doing the ketamine infusion therapies. He's then taking ketamine on his own, it appears. But he's got the tobacco, the lozenges, the lollipops. This is a man, and apparently his house just littered with half-filled
prescription bottles.
It's a man who just bespeaks a true addict who is desperately trying to hang on to his sobriety.
And he was open about this during his life. He said addiction is a lifelong sort of thing that he would be battling during his life. He was 54 years old. He also had a few other disorders. He had diabetes. He had emphysema. He smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. This was not
He was well overweight. He had done some weight loss therapies and the like. I think it said he weighed 217 pounds, about 5'10". Not necessarily huge for somebody 5'10", but the photos of him in the later stages of his life showed a man who was definitely not living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, we read a lot of these in our line of work, and I've seen this looks like to me the man whose body just gave out. The precise cause of death being acute effects of ketamine, that was the triggering event, but his body just wasn't ready to withstand all that much. And it's really tragic, but it is also surprising to know that it wasn't just a drowning episode. He had drugs in his system. It caused some sort of reaction. He was found face down by his assistant.
What do we make from the fact that the contributing cause of factor is listed as drowning? The primary cause of death was acute effects of ketamine. Does that mean that he would have died whether he was in the hot tub or not? But then how is the drowning a contributory factor?
That's the way I read this. So his cause of death is acute effects of ketamine, which, as you read this report, says that it depresses your respiratory behavior. My sense is that they have determined that the amount of ketamine in his system exercises cardiovascular system. He had some coronary artery disease, and it also depressed his respiration such that he stopped breathing. The fact that he went face down in the pool, I'm sure, you know, contributed in some way to not being able to breathe and recover from that, but they attribute the respiratory depression to the cause of death from the ketamine.
I would just love to have that. We can't possibly answer the question. If I had to guess, I would say that but for being in the jacuzzi, he wouldn't have drowned, and therefore he may have been able to survive. Clearly,
may have come out of the stupor.
He may have come out of the stupor, right. He may have been able to continue breathing on his own, but it definitely did suppress his
breathing.
Respiratory to the extent that he wasn't breathing anymore. So it's possible, and I guess what the medical examiner is concluding is, because there's no evidence that he would have come out of it, we're just going to say that it's ketamine that killed him. But he nevertheless was found face down in a jacuzzi.
That's right.
And so it's hard to know. It doesn't really matter, I guess, at the end of the day.
Yeah, these don't tell the entire story, but it's just what the medical examiner can determine and make a call. You know, they're using their best judgment to say he probably wasn't breathing for a period of time and then ended up face down in the pool. And
it's sort of an interesting time for this report to come out. We've just seen his fellow cast members, the people that were close to him, coming out and starting to be seen publicly again. We saw Matt LeBlanc at Nobu, Look, he went to Nobu. And God bless him, I'm not taking anything away from him. He went to Nobu knowing there are cameras there. There are 10 restaurants in LA that you know cameras are going to be. He went to Nobu to say, I'm coming out now and I'm here to live my life, notwithstanding the loss of my good friend and the people that you will always associate me with. And now for this report to come out, it's got to be a devastating blow once again. I mean, there's nothing in here that's terribly shocking, I guess, especially probably to those who knew him. But nevertheless, it's difficult to read. It really is.
It wells up all those feelings. You're right. They were starting to turn the page. Jennifer Aniston has been posting happy holiday things. I follow her on Instagram and so forth. And they were sort of healing from this. They had all given very moving tributes. And I do believe that hearing these results will be sort of the final time they have to revisit these raw feelings about one of their good friends who passed.
All right, thanks very much, everybody, and we'll see you next episode. Thanks.